Beyond art. Beyond art, you will discover a fusion of subjects that uniquely define you in the entire universe. There's nothing here that you can control, not any more than you can control a coronal ejection on the sun. The filaments are not directly connected to you. They emerge out of the things that you do, that you stand in pursuit of, that call to you. The filaments will surround you. They are your machinery, but they are rooted in the artistic or a kind of organic. There isn't one tipping point. Wouldn't it be fun if all it took was a snowflake? It is tipping points all the way up. But you learn faster. You comprehend what you see with your eyes faster. The journey does speed up, though it is still as hard as ever. There are many more things in your pathway now. When you are a baby, you learn that a ledge comes with a drop-off. You know it by instinct at first, but you refine that by intellect. A ledge and a drop-off represent one of your first real-world mechanics, something that's connected to something else. The mechanics are the rules of the universe and the well-worn patterns and the chaos that beautifully emerges out of it. But they need not come from the real world. They can be transferred from the world of art, the world of painting and myth. This has been called thinking by subtle analogy. Here you pick up on great beings, the creators. They are all a projection of you, you and the human in general. And as your wisdom grows, your sight improves, and you will then begin seeing new details, seams in the information that reaches you. And you can look into those seams and learn more hidden things or things related to the more complex parts of the human condition. As you grow, wrapped by the artistic, philosophical, and wise, and the machinery of the night, you will be building your own mythology. The Pacific Crest Trail, the Continental Divide Trail, or the Appalachian Trail are adventures on a scale far beyond the ordinary graduation, paycheck, office job, and mortgage lifestyle. And that is just the beginning. Because if you can walk it, you can probably run it too. And not just one race, all the races, and then some. There's only one reality in life, and that means that we must be good to ourselves and make each day count, make it meaningful and brilliant. And of course, as you can imagine, walking and running is just a beginning, because then you have to learn to dance, or ride skateboards and twirl and rollerblades. And then you get to the important stuff, as we have to help the little ones that follow. We have to make sure that they are not bullied, and that bullies are granted some measure of healing too. We have to make sure that students learn what they want to learn, and that all students are safe, and that their education is always a profound experience, like none other. In 2022, as I wrote this, schools were actually erasing real education. The need to learn something meaningful comes from the inside. From the outside, it will only be damaged. Sometimes it is the student that fails the make-believe education that learns the most. But we are all geniuses. We just need to learn in the sequence that fits our existing knowledge and at a lovely speed, while switching subjects as our curiosity grows and changes. It is not just health, education, and impossible adventure. It is also the choices we make that then dictate the future ahead of us. We are not the first generation. Many have come before us, and there is much wisdom to be learned from them. Some of it is out of control and indeed outrageous, meant for unique lives. Other wisdom may turn us into unbreakable beings, whether it is learning not to stop while jogging or not to give up, no matter what the future of humanity holds. And the longer you go, the more tipping points there are, the faster you push and the more mature you become. There are wisdoms so powerful that they create unending ripples in time. When you create, the entire universe listens and learns in hopes of trying to understand itself some more. And then finally, as you retire, you too have to share your wisdom, so that those who follow need not start in the beginning, but rather begin on the shoulders of giants.